For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back, and we have with us from Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America, Michelle Ashley. And Michelle, well, I'm going to tell you, she's got a deal, folks, such a deal you won't believe. Mm-hmm. You can actually do the Lord's work, doing what you're supposed to do, doing what you are supposed to do, and that's all that you can to save babies and to save parental rights. And Michelle, since we're coast to coast, tell them how they can get involved here in Ohio and how they can get involved in a nationwide basis.
Okay, sure. So in Ohio, I'll give a website and then also my email address. So my email is Michelle, it's M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, at, and then it's S-B-A list, field.org, and that's all one word. So SBA is for Susan B. Anthony, listfield.org for the field team. So, and then also there's a website, which if you go in and there's just a little form to fill out to show interest, and that would come to us as well in Ohio, because you can specify your state. But the website for that, and then we're also in other states around the country right now. We're doing work in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, at the moment. And the website for that is hiringprolife.com. So it's an easy website, hiringprolife.com. And then, of course, if people are interested in hearing more about SBA, that's just sbaprolife.org. So so several websites. I can send those to you, to Pastor Sanders, so if there's a place to put them on the website.
Yeah, all right. If you could do that, we will do that. And in fact, if it's possible, sure. If you just texted me that, I will give that address out again before we were off the air tonight.
Oh, I will. I will do that. Okay. Yeah. And what I'd say, too, with this, you know, that just the reminder to everyone that this is a constitutional amendment. So this is the kind of thing where it's not like legislation where you think, oh, well, if we vote different people in, we can get different legislation. When it goes into the Constitution, that would basically override the current laws we have and then also future laws. So we would really lose our ability to protect the unborn and their mothers. And so that's why this is really, really an important moment in our state. And the ACLU, they've targeted Ohio this year, but they're targeting about at least 7 more states for the coming years in 2024. Because what they're doing is they're looking for states with citizen-led ballot initiatives like we have in Ohio. So they saw a weakness in our Constitution that would allow this outside money and outside influence. And we've got to stop them in Ohio, because it will stop, you know, or at least discourage the flood that's going to be
hitting. Stop the domino effect, huh? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, you're absolutely right. And again, what happens, like you said, this would be in the Constitution. Folks, look, mm-hmm. you've heard of the partial birth abortion ban, Michelle? Well,
right,
originally that was called the brain suction abortion. I know, because I've fought to get the legislation passed to stop that. We did. We managed to get that passed on a nationwide. We fought like the Dickens here to get the heartbeat bill passed. All of these years, we've been fighting all of these years to get each little piece of pro-life legislation passed. In our ministry, our people on the street, just on the street, we've saved over 24,000 babies. And you say, wow, that's a lot. But you know what? It was a drop in the bucket compared to the ones we lost over the years, because I'm talking about 50 years. And so, folks out there, we need all the help we can get out there. This is
right.
This is not a political issue.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's a moral issue. Children. It's a sin issue, right?
Exactly. And children, children have been dragged into the political sphere, right? But the lives of preborn children and women's health, that's not a political issue. That, as you said, yes, it's a moral issue. It's a sin issue. Yeah. And so, you know, and churches are able to speak about this. There's nothing to prevent churches from speaking about this. There's nothing to prevent them from even putting signs out and asking people to vote no on issue one. So a lot of pastors, you know, they get nervous about that. You can't tell someone what candidate to vote for in a church, but you can most definitely ask your people.
I got news for you. Listen to this. Real churches, and I'm talking about real churches. I'm not talking about 501c3 corporations. See, I happen to pastor an actual church. We are not a 501c3 corporation. We do not fall under Caesar's laws, okay? We don't fall under that. But all of these, even the 501c3s can put those signs out in the yard out there. Not only can they, but shame on them if they don't. Shame on them if they don't have the courage, because I'm going to tell you what happens. You know, if they're afraid of offending the IRS, boy, they ought to be a whole lot more afraid of offending God. And by not having the courage, not having the courage to stand up and do what's right, that's exactly what they're doing. They're offending God.
That's exactly right. And the thing is, it all comes down to, if you fear the Lord, you will not fear man.
Amen. Did you know?
And that's what I heard in my prayers before I even knew this job existed. And I thought, why does this keep coming up in my head? And it was, I kept hearing, if you fear the Lord, you're not fear man, because I felt like God was preparing me for this role where I would lose friends, you know, over the years, of people who don't like, you know, what I'm doing and standing for the unborn. But we have to stand for what's right and what's true and what's holy, no matter what. And we should not count the cost.
And count us all in. We're in this all together. I mean, it's not over with till we win. I got to say this very quickly. Chuck in California plays 35, and Domencio in New York pledges 20. Folks, like we've been talking, I haven't got the number out, but it's very important what we're talking about. We really have to hear from you. 888-281-1110. All right, right now we need to raise $5,000. We got to raise $5,000. And we've got 40 minutes to raise the 5,000. Well, actually, we'll be here to midnight, so we actually have about 50 minutes. We got to raise $100 a minute, $100 per minute tonight. And so last night it didn't look good, but it came in the end. And so tonight we got to do the same thing. The numbers are 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you. Now, did you know, Michelle, there's one phrase in the Bible that's said 366 times. It's repeated. Do you know what it is?
No, I'm not sure.
Fear not.
Oh,
fear
that's
not.
Right. Okay, yeah. I knew that was in the Bible a lot. I didn't know it was 366 times, but yeah.
Alrighty. So,
so true.
So you know what that means? It means we are only to fear God. The fear of God and God only. Amen?
Amen. And there's such freedom in that, too, really, because things become very clear.
When we were in the military, we had a phrase, when in doubt, charge. When not in doubt, charge anyway. And that's what we did. Right, Joe?
Right.
Joe, wake up, Joe.
We lost him.
No, he might have, that's how those old guys are. I know a lot of them.
Yeah,
they get that way. They fall right to sleep. You give them a few minutes. Are you there, Joe? All right, we kind of lost him, I think. But anyhow, Joe. All right, maybe he's still on the line. The line's still connected.
Yeah, he is technically here.
Yeah, so he's technically there,
maybe
but he's
taking pledges.
Pardon?
Maybe he's taking pledges.
Could be. All righty. Yeah. Anyhow, so we gotta win this one. This is very, very important, folks out there listening to me. I'm trying to get the. I tell you what. Let me read you while you're here, Michelle. This is an article. Wait a minute, Pastor Joe's calling here on my cell phone. Something happened. Okay, Joe.
Yes, I'm back. Something happened. All of a sudden, I could hear you, but I could not talk to you guys on that new system, and something went crazy. Michelle, I wanted to ask one question. Your name, when you had Michelle at SBA listfield.org, was that one L or two?
Two L, yeah.
Oh, did you lose me again?
Okay, she said two L's. Yeah, you can't.
Two L's, yeah. Did you hear me?
Okay, two L's, yeah. I was letting all the people know it was two L's of Michelle. A lot of people might have dropped an L and may not have gotten through on her email.
All right, so we're not, you're not coming through. You show us that you're still here with us on the board.
Well, I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Okay, hang on a minute. Let me see. Go ahead, do it again. Say it.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, but I'm still hearing you over my phone. Let me.
Yeah, I called in on the phone. The other system didn't
work. Hold on a minute. What did you say on that? Yeah, go ahead and call that line again. It's open now. See if we can reconnect.
I'll call back.
Okay. There you go. That's Joe. Again, let me get the numbers, and then, Michelle, we've got to, again, tell the folks, this is very, very important. It's we can't afford, you know, to do like we did on August 8th. People laid down. We can't afford that. We're talking about major parental rights. If people don't care about the baby, they need to think about their own parental rights. They need to understand the way that is worded. Very cleverly crafted, very deceptive. Are you there, Joe?
That's right.
I'm here now, yeah.
Already.
Right, okay. And the proposed amendment.
I was hacked, computer, email, everything, so I've had to restart everything up. Sorry for the troubles.
Okay, go ahead, Michelle.
Oh, sorry. So the proposed amendment gives protections to a third party, and that's what's really frightening, is if you see the amendment, it doesn't give any protections to parents whatsoever, but it does give protections to a third party. And that's where, and the ACLU, they don't hide it, that they, you know, are coming after parental rights and that they see parental rights as a burden. And we've seen what happened in Michigan with Prop 3, and, you know, they voted that in. And before it was voted on, Governor Whitmer and others were saying, oh, this wouldn't threaten parental rights. Now that it's passed, they're singing a completely different tune, saying that parental rights are a burden. And so... do not be fooled by that with the ACLU. They have a history of going after parental rights. And I would say, too, you know, obviously we would love everyone to come and canvass on our team with us. And we give a lot of training in the field and we do group days. And it's, you know, it's very, very, it's the most rewarding work I've ever done in my life. And but there's other opportunities as well. We have volunteer canvassing. You can do volunteer phone calls, you know, even just going out. My husband, is starting a new job soon, and he's got time. So he's been going out to all the Protestant churches in our area, because we've seen the Catholic churches with the signs out front. And he's going and he's asking Protestant pastors in our area, could you please put out signs? If you won't do that, will you provide signs for your congregation to pick up and take home? So everyone can do something, you know, no matter what it is. There's friends you can talk to. There's people you can influence. Don't be afraid to speak to them. There's tons of information online about this. You can go to Protect Women Ohio and find information as well. That there's so many resources out there. Even just have the conversations with your friends and neighbors.
You know, Michelle, one of the things, the way that's worded, like you said, it talks about those protection for those assisting in a woman with her reproductive rights. In other words, here, now that leaves it open. In other words, you could have two 15-year-old girls, and one of them might say, well, you know, I think I need to abort this baby. I need to kill this baby, or, you know, but I don't know how to do it by myself. And the other girl, will you help me? And, or not only that, but you don't literally, you could have an adult, and the adult could be not a licensed baby killer, but, you know, but under that, it doesn't say you have to be a licensed physician. It doesn't say that. It just says an individual assisting. And so here, and you know what? Listen, believe me, I've been around for a long time in the pro-life battle. Do you know, you wouldn't believe how many girls were aborted that were never even pregnant. They were never even pregnant. They went in and just because of the money. So let me ask you this question. I'll ask you and Joe both. Anybody that would kill babies for a living, what lie would they not tell?
That's right. Right.
There isn't any lie they would not tell, thing they would not do.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So,
and that's what we're seeing with the misleading ads and the misinformation that they put out to voters.
So in God's Word, the Bible says, be you a doer of the Word, not a hearer, only deceiving your own selves. Like he says, when you referred to Proverbs 24 before, when it was talking about verses 10, 11, and 12, guess what? It doesn't stutter at all there. You know what it tells you? In fact, let me just read it to you, okay? It says this. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn into death and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? He that keepeth thy soul, doth he not know it? And shall he not render to every man according to his works? I remember after World War II, there were a number of Germans that came over here from Germany, and they were working with my dad and my uncle. And in those days, I was a kid, and I was asking them, you know, when you watched what, you know, the films of the Holocaust and that, and I would ask them, why did you let that happen? Why didn't you stop that? Now, even though I was just a kid at the time, when people drop eye contact and they look away, they don't look you in the eye, and they tell you, well, we really didn't know what was going on. We didn't know what was happening. Even as a kid, I knew better, okay? And folks, what he's telling you here, you have the obligation. It's not a suggestion. See, it works this way. God has expectations of us. We have obligations to him. And our obligation is to rescue those being led to slaughter and drawn to death. Okay.
Right. And we are accountable. Exactly right.
All righty. We need 4,800. We're 4,800 short, folks. We got to hear from you. We got to hear from you right away. This is very important for us because we are the watchman on the wall. We are the, as far as I know, we're the most listened to radio program in Ohio. And we would be the program to get this message out more than any other. But in order to do that, we have to stay on the air. And airtime is very, very expensive, believe me. And I know because I've been doing this for 50 years. And we can't do it without you. Joe, they've actually bought up stations just to get us off, haven't they?
They sure have a whole network of stations to get rid of us. They replaced us with more, you know, lighter stuff like Howard Stern, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And so, but we're here and we're getting the message out, the pro-life message out. And in this ministry, we've saved thousands of babies, folks. But we can't do it without you. We really have to hear from you tonight. Don't forget, for the first 30 people that call in, you have that. Those DVDs are available. The ones talk about. Now, we made these all the way back in 2015. We sold all the way through 2020. But it showed you, at that last count that we had, right there in there shows you where there's 90 Islamic jihadist training camps here in America right now on our grounds. And you people better understand out there, you're standing in the shadow of a holy, righteous God. And if you don't stand up and fight with everything you've got, you'll allow those people out there, those ones with the issue one signs, vote yes signs in the yard, to bring God's judgment down on us. And it's up to us. It's up to us to do everything we can to run to this battle, to fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross. And so that's what we got to do. Right?
Right.
That's right.
All right. Give all your information. And again, Michelle, we got to get the word out. We got to, for people that maybe weren't able to write it down or driving or whatever.
Okay, sure. So my email address is Michelle with two L's. So Michelle at sbalistfield.org. That's the SBAs for Susan B. Anthony. So that's my email address. And then they can also go to hiringprolife.com. And that's kind of a general website for SBA and our field team work. So you can reach us either of those ways that will get to me. And if you live in another state or something and you want to work in another state, we have those available as well. But yeah, as I said, everyone can do something. And don't underestimate, you know, that God gives you the words when you need them, you know, to speak to people. And people, they know it's amazing. We will see their faces change when someone gets it, when you almost like see the scales fall from their eyes. That there's something that when they hear truth, and if their heart's ready, that we see their faces change, their entire countenance changes. And that is, you know, we are to be the hands and feet of Jesus and to be delivering truth to people. We have such a lost world. And when we've been given the truth, we have to share it. We have to share it with people. And, you know, these children who can't speak for themselves, they have no voice. We are their voice. And, you know, we're talking about abortion up to birth for any reason in Ohio. Science has shown that unborn children feel excruciating pain in the womb by 15 weeks at least. And Ohio would become an abortion destination. And when they say things like, oh, protections for, you know, exceptions for life or health of the mother, that can mean physical, mental, emotional, familial, financial, socioeconomic, and it's really any reason. And so, I mean, you know, we see that most late-term abortions are elective. And so this is just where it's a dire situation if this amendment passes. And we are the people that have to stop it.
Absolutely. Joyce in New Jersey pledges $30. Thank you, Joyce. Folks, when out here in Ohio, we, Doers of the Word Baptist Church, just put up two big billboards. We just put up two big pro-life billboards with Vote No on it. And on these billboards, one's in McLeod Road near Mahoney County and out there in the Youngstown area. And I don't quite have the address here with me, the other one. But it's got a picture of a baby. First, some big, bold letters at the top of it. It says, Vote No on Issue 1. Then it's got a picture of a baby. Abortion is not health care. It's homicide. Save the babies. And then it says, paid for by Doers of the Word Baptist Church. Because we're not ashamed of who we are. We know that God has said, I've set before you this day life and death, blessing and cursing. So therefore, choose life. And that's what we've done. We've chosen life. And you folks out there, that's what you need to do, too. You need to choose life. You need to take a stand. You folks in Ohio, you need to call her, get in touch, and volunteer. And you need to keep this radio program on the air because for 50 years, we have stood for life. 50 years, we have fought day in, day out, week in, week out for life. And you need to call us tonight and pledge at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. If we don't stop these people, I can see how God would allow this country right now. If people don't stand up, do you know what the word repent means? Most people don't really understand what that word repent means. Did you know, Michelle, that that's actually a military word? Did you know that?
I didn't know it was a military word, no.
It means about face. That's what it means. Repent! Mm-hmm. That means you turn around and go in the opposite direction.
That's right.
And that's what people need to do out there. If they have not been standing up, if you haven't been doing your share, and folks, believe me, if you're a professing Christian, if you're a professing Christian and you have not, okay, stood out, I'm going to tell you, you're not making God happy. Again, remember, he has expectations. You have obligations. And think about that, okay? Do you want to continue to, well, do you want to dishonor your Lord? Do you, this is the time for right now. People don't understand this, Michelle. The very fact that we are alive here and able-bodied at this time, it means that God has raised us up for such a time as this. Do you understand that?
Right, that's right. Because he chose when we would be born. And so this is what's the sin of our generation, right? And we are responsible. You know, that I will mess this up, but I love Dietrich Bonhoeffer, you know, and what he said, that you can choose to look away or something, but you can never say that you didn't know. And that's what he was trying to get the German people to see the atrocities of what was going on. This is happening on our watch. We're responsible for this, and we're responsible to do something. And like I said, everyone can do something. If you go online and you get the information and you just talk to your neighbors, this is what I say to our canvassers. When you go to the door and you speak to people, understand that you only need to get them to agree about, you know, one piece of the amendment. You don't have to convince them about the whole thing. And that's why we're seeing that the, obviously the late term abortion piece, but the parental rights piece is what's really getting parents off the bench and into the fight. I mean, that's what we're seeing at school boards and things that are happening. And so, you know, just, I think a lot of people are afraid to talk to their friends and neighbors, but don't be, because people, for the most part, a lot of people can be mean on social media, right? But when you see a fellow human being face to face at your door or speaking about this and opening up the conversation, most people are very, very nice and friendly and will speak to you and will engage. And I always tell our canvassers this as well. Really, when you have a script and a door hanger, you're really more informed than many of the voters that you'll speak to, because people are getting so many conflicting messages, and they appreciate someone who is clarifying things for them.
Well, you know, when I think about all my years there in the streets going out and preaching in front of those bloody abortion mills, in the early days, I didn't really know anyone who was in the pro-life movement. And I used to go inside those abortion mills myself. I would go in and I would just preach from heaven sweet, hell hot, and God's word, and I would clear those abortion mills out. I mean, people would be running out of there. God's word does not return void.
That's right. Well, you see the statistics of when 40 Days for Life, when they're out praying, you know, in front of abortion mills, how abortions go down. And, that's so true.
Well, again, you know, people are to run to this battle. They're to be doers of the word, not just hearers deceiving themselves. And so
that's right.
And when I think about this, but here, all those times, listen, I've been shot at several times. They try to run me over. One guy tried to stab me in the eye. Another guy tried to stab me in the back.
Wow.
And I probably got sued more than anybody I know. But I was out there because the cause was a righteous cause. I did it not because I'm a great hero. I did it because it's the right thing to do, you know. And so when I think about those and all of those years, believe me, just to think about doing pro-life work and getting paid for it, I wasn't getting paid for it. They were trying
to
kill me.
Right?
Pardon?
And not having to go to jail like we have.
That's right. I remember my wife used to ask me before I would leave in the morning, are you going to go to jail today?
Yeah.
And I'd say, well.
So this way you can do pro-life, get paid, and not go to jail, not be like
that's
us.
That's right. Yeah. No one's in jail, so that's good.
So,
And you know what else too? What's really exciting that's happening at Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America especially, is we have a national student program, and so we're really trying to raise up another generation of pro-life advocates. And so for the students out there, we've got a whole national student program, like I mentioned. This past week and then the next 2 weeks, we will have hosted almost 150 students in Ohio who are canvassing in the Columbus area and in areas outside of that. And when the students go to doors, I mean, we'll get pro-life students who, you know, they want to earn some money, they're pro-life, they want to learn more about it, become advocates. And after a weekend canvassing with us, they become fearless advocates and so confident in speaking about the issue. And it has a real impact on voters. We see so many voters who will say, wow, if someone who's 19 or 20 can come out to doors and speak to voters, the least I can do is get off my couch and vote. And so the student program we have is just phenomenal. It's phenomenal training for young people. They get to, you know, go into a city and meet other like-minded, you know, pro-life students. And they just, it's a really rewarding experience for them.
Hang tight. Right now we're up against a break. Folks, what a perfect time to call in a pledge. Call in a pledge. We got to hear from you. We really have to hear from you. Alrighty, we are back, and well, I'm going to tell you that song has really got a history behind it. Conosuelo from Queens, New York, pledges $500. Thank you, Conosuelo. And Nancy in Illinois pledges $50. Thank you, Nancy. So, right now, folks, we are right about 4,300. We need about 4,300 to make our goal here tonight. So, again, the phone lines are open. The phone lines are open. Michelle, that song, when I wrote that song, I had a whole different tune to go by. And it's the strangest. I've never recorded a song like that before. Mm-hmm. It was the strangest thing because the lady in there, Esty, who had a beautiful voice, I mean, Esty really had a beautiful voice, she was bound. She could, she was not state, she was stationary. She couldn't move. So we actually had since we couldn't take her to the studio, recording studio, we had to turn her little apartment into a recording studio. We had to soundproof it. And we did that, but because of the limited space, it was the strangest thing you ever saw because she was sitting there in her, well, like her wheelchair. Well, it wasn't actually a wheelchair. It's where she was set up. And she had her keyboard. She played keyboard in that. And here in the middle of the room, we had a microphone. And we actually had the men walking around in conjunction with the music and rhythm, and each one, as they got in front of the mic, said their piece. It was really strange. I'd never seen anything like that, but the original song, we had a whole different tune, and when I wrote the song and I gave it to, and I said, put some music to this, and she changed it all up on me, okay? But that song does have quite a message, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, it does, definitely. And but I thank you so much for your work, Pastor Sanders, for years. I didn't realize that you had worked with the Wilkies and everything.
I was
in the pro-life movement. Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, I was right there where we made our mission statement. And you know who was with me? My dear friend, I just saw her, Linda, was the very beginning, and I'll never forget how when Dr. Wilkie and I, when we, right in the very beginning, when we had, we, our offices were in an old motel building, and it was a hot summer day, and Linda Tice was about 8 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. And when Jack and I came in that room, it was very hot. There was no air conditioning. And Linda, she looked at us and she said, "I want air conditioning in here right now today." and we ran out, and we ran out. And he had that old station wagon, and we bought a new air conditioner, and we brought it right back and put it in there because he was threatening to give us a whipping. But I'll never forget that, because it was what a day. But it was a real battle all those years, and so that goes back over 50 years. There's not that many of us left from the original board meeting, in those days.
That's right, but what a legacy, you know. That's incredible, and you know, it's amazing when you research, too, just the history of the pro-life movement, but also how Roe came about, and Bernard, I know you'd mentioned him earlier, Bernard Nathanson. And we see these people that are, you know, that were part of the abortion industry, like Dr. Nathanson and Abby Johnson and others, and, you know, turn away from it. And that, you know, that he became pro-life and everything. And he had, you know, established what, NARAL, and but then became pro-life. And, you know, same with Abby Johnson, that she was a director of Planned Parenthood in Texas and then becomes this, you know, warrior for life. And how God can work and turn, and you know, so never count anyone out. That's what we tell our canvassers as well. Just because someone says they're voting yes or they say they're pro-abortion, keep talking to them. If they'll engage, you know, keep talking to them, because you know, God says that there's no one so far lost that He can't find them and save them, and we're just to be the hands and feet. So, but I thank you so much for your time this evening. I probably should go get some beauty rest. I definitely need it these days.
You have an open invitation to come on here. We're in this thing with you all the way. And
thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And and God bless you for the work you're doing.
Well, God bless you. And one more time, tell the folks how they can get in touch with you one more time.
Okay, so it's either hiringprolife.com or Michelle with two L's at sbalistfield.org. And that's because I'm part of the field team. So Michelle at sbalistfield.org. And we will get you connected. And even if it's, you know, obviously, like I said, we'd love to pay people to come and work for us. But if you want to do something else, we just want people to get engaged. And so we can connect you with the right people to get engaged, because there's just so much, you know, the harvest is plenty and the workers are few. So definitely, please call me and or email me and we'll get you connected.
God bless you. Thank you for all you do, young lady.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
And the last time I saw you, your beauty sleep was working very well.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sleeping much these days, so I won't send in a recent photo.
All righty. God bless you.
So
again, we're here. Anytime you need us, let us know. We're here.
Okay. Appreciate that so very much. Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
All right. Melinda in California pledges 100. Melinda in California pledges 100. Right now, we'll be here for the next 20 minutes, but we'll only be on the air for about the next 13 minutes, folks. And so we're way, 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 way short. We can't we can't continue like this. We really have to hear from you. And I still think there's still some of those DVDs left, the ones about the there's some of those left still. And it shows you, you know, where any with a donation of $25 or more, what we were telling you, we sent out over 300 of them back with 2015. And so people know, and people could go and take it themselves and go and find those jihadist training camps close to by where they live. And so, again, there you go. Joe.
We've got a big breaking story, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
There, really bad things are happening. I don't know if the listeners heard, but there was a hospital in Beirut that the Palestinians are blaming that the ADF bombed them. But this hospital, what the skinny is, they were firing rockets, and one of their rockets didn't work well. About 30% of them don't work or go off course, and dropped on this hospital, and there was a large secondary explosion. And anybody in the military knows what that means. They were storing ammo and rockets there at the base of the hospital. And there were a lot of children died. There were 500 people died. Well, Hamas gets on, starts screaming, Israel came in and with the airstrike, blew up the hospital on purpose. Israel never does things like that. They're the ones that put out the flyers. They're the ones that make phone calls. They call people if they have numbers, tell them to clear a building, they're going to hit it. And the Hamas are the ones that always put their rocket launchers by daycare, by, you know, homes, all kinds of, you know, places to try and keep the Israeli Air Force from not knocking out the rocket launchers. Anyway, because of the big lie, right now protesters are trying to storm the Israeli embassy in Amman. And thousands are protesting around the American embassy in Lebanon, threatening to go into it. And in New York, there's a big clash of pro-Israel, pro-Palestinian people out there. They're lighting flags on fire, chanting Allah Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And so hundreds of people are hitting the streets in New York. It's happening, breaking these are happening all over the world from, like I said, Amman, Jordan, Lebanon, Beirut. We need to be praying for Israel tonight, praying for the world that this doesn't turn into World War III because of a lie. Pastor Ernie and I have followed Israel for years. Israel goes to great, great pains to limit civilian casualties.
they would not. The last thing they would do is target a large hospital full of children. Just politically, it'd be suicide to do it, but that's what Hamas is claiming they've done, and the Arabs around the world are just going crazy. So we're watching the world go insane tonight around the world, and it's going to need a lot of prayer that it calms down by tomorrow.
Well, yeah, this, when they were saying this war is going to last for 3 days, this is going to last a lot longer. But like you said, remember, and I want to tell the people in this country too, I keep trying to remind them, okay, that you're standing in the shadow of a righteous, holy God. God is not happy with America at all today, folks. You have to understand this, okay? This is why we try to tell you, you need to get off your dead behind and on your dying feet and run to this battle. You can't no longer depend upon other people to do it for you out there. And so this is why, and I want to ask yourself this too. In all the years that we've been on this radio program, have we ever let you down? Have we ever one time held back? We haven't done it. We haven't done it.
Or misdirected. We have not misdirected. Right now, this is Washington Square Park tonight in New York City, and the police are trying to separate the groups, and it's getting a little scary out there. But over all the years, we've never had to apologize other than a verbal mistake or a number or something we got wrong. But as far as like this, Israel did not bomb this hospital, did not kill those 500 people and hundreds of children.
Probably half the doctors in that hospital were Israeli doctors. No, people don't even realize that. But you're right. They don't have it. They haven't done that. It's always been, because at least there are those in Israel that still fear God. Okay.
Yeah.
And so, folks, again, I got to tell you, we need to hear from you here tonight. We really have to hear from you. The number is 888-281-1110. We will be here till midnight, or 888-677-9673. We're very, very far short from our goal now.
And remember, it's not about us. We're not paid. We're not paid for this. No one in this ministry has ever taken a dime. We're doing the work for the Lord because he called us to do this. We donate our own time, our own talent, our own treasure, and your donations pay the bills. That's why we say it's a real partnership. We're doing the work. Your money goes directly to pay the bills. There are no middlemen. You know, nobody's getting rich off of this, making any money at all. And so it's a true partnership. And so we just prayerfully ask you to consider supporting, keeping us on the air. Every station we're on has to support itself. We have to, at some point, the stations have to be self-supporting. In other words, we've got to have enough donations from each station to pay the radio airtime at that station. And that's all we are asking you to help do is keep us on the air. Like I said, we're not going to get a new house, a Learjet, a boat. we even buy our own computer paper. So that's the way the game's played here.
All righty. It's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And, well, folks, again, right now this program is going to be needed more than it ever has. Right now we're needed in this country because we're heading for very turbulent times, and you'll need to have the watchman on the wall there. Meanwhile, one of these days we won't be here, and I know when I leave here, God's word, the Bible, tells me that I can know that I'm saved, where I'll be heading. And if we go off the air, well, all I know is I've done my best, and someday I'll hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." I've got God's words on that. What about you? You know, the very first blessing one can receive is that of salvation. if you're not saved, all those others really not going to matter, okay? For the time will come when the only thing that matters to you, and this will happen, listen, there is absolutely no chance at all that this won't happen. The time will come for each and every one of you out there listening where the only thing that will matter to you is your personal standing with the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't really matter what the people out there think. Here's what matters is what God's Word, the Bible, says. God's Word, the Bible, says you're going to die, and you'll die. And then God's Word, the Bible, says it's appointed once for all men once to die, then the judgment, okay? And you will end up, see, we don't go out of existence. People are eternal beings. We just change real estate, you might say, okay? And so you're going to be, when you die, you're going to end up in heaven or hell. And that's reality. You can believe whatever you want, but that's reality. When God tells you, see, God has a 100% perfect record of doing exactly what he says and meaning exactly what he says. So here's what you do. You better do what he tells you. If you haven't done it yet, you need to pray to the Father. Jesus said, pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of your sin. And if you do that, okay, and you mean it, then he will forgive your sins. And then you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, and you ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life. That's what the Bible says, call upon his name. There's only one name under heaven, right? And if you do that, okay, you have to put him number one like he did to you when he took your place upon that cross. You will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, folks, and you will be on the road to eternal life. Now, you've got God's word on that, and it doesn't get any more sure than God's word. It doesn't get any more sure. And so, with that, I want to say, how much time do I have? Okay. Oh, I'm about a minute. Okay. Well, we've got about a minute left. So, again,
let me add something then.
Well, wait a minute before you do that, because we're going off to here. Call. We're going to be here till midnight. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Go ahead, Joe.
Pastor Ernie and I are not religious people. You think what? No, we have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's what being born again means. You have a personal relationship with the Creator of heaven and earth. You have the indwelling of His Holy Spirit that changes you, that it's your down payment on everlasting life, and it makes you your own temple, your own high priest. You have your direct link to God Himself through that Holy Spirit. And that is something that I would just pray that all the listeners out there, if you do not have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, if you are not a born-again believer and have taken the name Christian, the name of your Father, and you've given yourself to Him completely, you need to do a lot of self-reflection and call upon God tonight and ask to become one of His children, to be born again, to be forgiven of all your sins, that put His Son on that cross.
But we got to say good night.
Night. Now.
God bless.
God bless.
And always keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather
peanut gallery.
Long time no see.
No can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.